الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می‌کند این ذکر خداست. ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Date February 22nd, 1989, place Jamaran, Tehran. Addresses clerics, religious reference authorities, seminary students, and leaders of the Friday and other congregational prayers. As long as I am around, I will virtually curtail the hands of the agents of America and the Soviet Union in all arenas. I am totally certain that all people, in principles, as in the past, are backing their system and the Islamic Revolution. Apart from the tens and hundreds of the scenes of announcing of their presence and readiness on this year's Bahman 22nd, February 11th, March rally, they also showed to the people of the world the veracity of their total readiness and really surprised the enemies of the revolution to what extent they are willing to sacrifice. At this point, I consider myself embarrassed and more humble than that which I would praise and appreciate them. God will give the magnificent reward for all these sincerity, maturity, and servitude. Yet, I advise those who are unconsciously accusing our noble and dear people of turning back from the principles, the revolution, and the clergy to be careful and meticulous in speeches, words, and writings, and not to attribute their inapt understandings and notions to the revolution and the people. The other issue is that today, confronting and disintegrating the clergy is to whose benefit? The enemies have long been ready to sow discord among the clergy. Negligence on it means spoiling everything. Now, let the difference be in any form, intense pessimism with respect to the officials, the demarcation between the traditional and dynamic jurists, and the like. If the students and the teachers of the religious seminary are not harmonious, it cannot be predicted who would be successful. God willing, there is no difference within the society of revolutionary teachers and students. If there is any, about what? About the principles or about the tastes? Have the esteemed teachers who have been strong pillars of the revolution in the religious seminaries, God forbid, deserted Islam, the revolution and the people? Were they not the one who issued a decree on the illegitimacy of monarchy during the period of struggle? Were they not who, when a cleric apparently occupying the post of religious authority, that is Marja'iyah, drifted away from Islam and the revolution, introduced him to the people? Did the beloved teachers not support the war front and the combatants? If, God forbid, they were defeated, which force would replace them? Will the agents of the world arrogance, who have consolidated the pseudo-cleric up to the level of Marja'iyah, make other persons have control over the religious seminaries?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar.